This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about shortages. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Sometimes shortages force us to innovate, to come up with new ways of doing things. The American Red Cross says that every 2 seconds, a person in the United States needs donated blood and platelets, but only about 3% of Americans give blood. It's a recipe for a constant nationwide shortage. For decades, scientists have been trying to create an artificial blood product that could be used where supply is short or altogether absent. Nobody has been entirely successful, but researchers at the University of Maryland School of Medicine think they are on the cusp of creating artificial freeze-dried blood. They are hoping this product will reshape trauma and wound care. Nicole Leonard took a trip to the Center for Blood Oxygen Transport and Hemostasis in Baltimore to find out more.
Loud machines hum away in a small windowless lab room, and reddish liquid flows in clear columns that extend several feet down from the ceiling. Physician Alan Doctor explains what's happening here.
This is where we purify. So we start with hemoglobin. So we get that from expired units of blood that the shelf life timed out, and they can't be given to people.
Hemoglobin is a protein in red blood cells that carries oxygen to our tissues and organs. Alan points to the clear columns attached to a machine.
So this allows us to separate just the hemoglobin from the broken cells, and we purify it using this system and collect it into basically a bottle like this.
It's also very chilly in this room.
It's kept in the cold room because this takes about 2 days to very slowly, selectively just get the protein that we want.
What happens if the temperature is hotter? How would it affect that?
Well, the protein starts to break down because it's outside the body. And so just like you keep, you know, salmon and shrimp and steaks in the fridge.
Cold temperatures are also a vital factor with donated human blood.
If you take it out of the refrigerator, it's good for 4 hours. And if it's out of the refrigerator and you don't use it, you can't put it back, so it gets lost.
Even in perfect conditions, donated human blood only lasts for about 42 days in a blood bank. That's an additional complicating factor in terms of blood supply. Not only are there not enough donations to meet demand, the product also expires quickly and is not shelf stable. That's why most ambulances or combat medics don't just carry blood with them all the time. Alan and his colleagues hope to find an artificial substitute that can be freeze-dried and used in an instant after it's mixed with some water.
So what we need is something that's shelf stable. So something that is durable and can be used in an ambulance so that it won't be ruined if you take it out of the refrigerator for a few hours.
His team, which includes biotech startup company Kalocyte, is focused specifically on creating artificial red blood cells.
So this is...
We're moving through a maze of different rooms, each designated for a different step in creating the product. It's a process with many challenges. First, they have to create the cell membrane, which they make from different human fats and cells.
There's about 5 or 6 different types of fats that go to make up the membrane. And so this is, we're freeze-drying these lipids. So we put them into organic solvents like an alcohol, and then we freeze-dry it here, and each one of these is going to go make a batch of the artificial red cells.
In another room, they work on actually forming the membranes and filling the cells.
When the fat mixes with the water, it wants to form a bubble. And when it does that, it traps the liquid on the inside. And so that they basically automatically make water balloons.
The cells have to be the right size, have the right stiffness, before they go into the freeze dryer. Humans have trillions of red blood cells, and their job is to capture the oxygen we breathe into our lungs and bring it around to all of our organs and tissues.
Every single red cell is like a little thermostat that's constantly asking, is there enough oxygen? No. Well, let's get a little more blood in here.
When someone starts bleeding, whether it's a paper cut or another minor injury, plasma and platelets in the blood work to clot and close the opening. Our bodies immediately start replacing the lost red blood cells and hemoglobin with new ones so that our tissues and organs don't suffocate and die. But during major trauma, like gunshot wounds, explosions, or crush injuries, clotting may not work, and the body will struggle to replace red blood cells as quickly as it's losing them. Uncontrolled bleeding is the number one preventable cause of death in trauma. And unfortunately, Alan says it's common in war zones and military deaths.
It's estimated that there'd be thousands of lost soldiers from the Afghanistan conflict that would be alive now if we could have given them transfusions at the point of injury. That means a medic running around with a field unit has the blood in their backpack. And when someone gets wounded, they can crawl over to them and give it to them right away.
Alan's project is being funded by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, at the U.S. Department of Defense. The researchers are on a strict 5-year timeline to create something that not only works, but can be reasonably manufactured. And Alan's part, the artificial red blood cells, are just one piece of the puzzle. Research teams at other universities and institutions across the country are working on freeze-dried plasma, platelets, and other components that, when combined, will more closely resemble human blood and its various functions. Alan says this is the first time different groups are collaborating in this way.
It's as if we needed to make an airplane, and you've got people over here making an engine, and over here making a wing, and over here making wheels, but nobody's trying to put it all together.
Alan has dedicated 2.5 decades of his career to blood and red cell research. He says he's never before felt so close to success. Right now, he's testing the cells in short-term animal studies. After that, there will be more animal studies and then clinical trials in humans if all goes according to plan. And as for the future uses of artificial blood, he says the sky is not even the limit.
There's also the moon or, you know, some space travel or other really kind of exotic locations where it's just you can't do transfusion. So you can't take blood with you to Mars. So there needs to be blood. In fact, for successful space travel, we need to have something like this.
For The Pulse, I'm Nicole Leonard.